Bentley. Adora?
Yeah, wasn't that interesting? Conventional wisdom isn't conventional wisdom anymore. But given the volatility of oil prices and the serious energy concerns, it's no surprise the two presidential candidates are hammering away at their proposed solutions. Yesterday, Senator Barack Obama gave a major energy speech outlining ambitious plans to wean the U.S. off its oil dependence in 10 years. Senator John McCain has been hitting back and hammering away at his own proposed solutions, which include the controversial offshore drilling and tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Will any of their plans work? Joining us now, Andrew Leonard, a Salon.com writer who covers energy and politics. He joins us now from San Francisco, where it's very early. Good morning, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Let's put all the daily political sniping aside. Let's start with Barack Obama. You say his plan is far more nuanced than the notion that he's flip-flopped on offshore drilling and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve tapping.
Well, for, you know, well over two and a half years, he's had a really ambitious proposal for addressing the country's energy needs. He's, you know, been pushing very strongly on fuel efficiency, on ramping up solar and wind, on getting fuel-efficient cars out there. And the latest, the concessions that he made yesterday were new. He hadn't yet before talked about endorsing offshore drilling at all or the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But in the context of his larger history, he's saying, you know, if we need to make some compromises here to get this larger plan in place, I'll do it. And that's not really a surprising statement from him. He's been making those kind of compromises all along.
McCain came out and described him as changing his positions. Those two specific policies that you've just mentioned, the offshore drilling and the petroleum reserve, both programs that McCain has supported. Tell us about his program.
Well, you know, McCain made this rather, it's funny to talk about flip-flopping, because McCain, who had been consistently against offshore drilling, is now going around saying, drill here, drill now, this is the answer to gas prices, in conjunction with a lot of his other, you know, 45 new nuclear plants and, you know, lots of investment in coal. You know, McCain knows, Obama knows, the oil industry knows, offshore drilling isn't going to make any difference in gas prices right now or much of it in the future. It, you know, it's been a purely political driven switch.
And that's because essentially it would take 10 years or more to realize any benefit, even if the drilling started tomorrow.
Even if it started tomorrow, it would take a long time. You know, the fundamental problem there is that even if you count everything we've got offshore, the United States has about 3% of the world's oil reserves, consumes 25% of the oil. We cannot ramp up oil consumption to make any difference in the global price of oil.
Does it surprise you, though, that nobody, no candidate, not even the president, is claiming credit for the prices coming down? You know, there's been all this good news. Actually, gasoline prices are falling, and nobody's sort of jumping in and saying, well, I told you this would happen, and here's what we need to do to continue this downward. It seems to be a very tentative kind of toe-in-the-water approach by both candidates here.
I've seen a few people on the right say, well, the prices started going down as soon as President Bush, you know, lifted the executive order on the moratorium on offshore drilling, because that sent a message to the oil markets that, you know, they were serious about expanding oil production.
But that's not really true, is it?
No, it's not true at all. I think what Nick McGregor just said earlier on your show is we have learned in the last year that high prices actually do bring demand down. Americans have drastically changed their driving behavior, and, you know, the used car market prices for SUVs will tell you that.
Are you surprised by that, Andrew? Because I can recall when we started this show 3 months ago, there was a sense that many thought that Americans would not respond to the high gas prices in the way that they have and as quickly as they have.
I am surprised, and I think a lot of people were surprised. People were talking about, you know, for a long time, people were saying, you can't really cut down. We've already gotten as efficient as we can. You know, people need to drive. And what has turned out to be the case is that we can make drastic changes in our behavior. And I think that is a really encouraging sign for the entire world. It shows that, you know, when push comes to shove, we will find ways to conserve. And, you know, the key is to keep your eye on the long ball and say, you know, what do we need to do in the future that will keep these pressures on and give us alternatives as the price goes up.
Except
and
it's a bit of a political quagmire. I mean, Jimmy Carter, during the energy crisis of the 1970s, you know, embraced this, we're all going to make sacrifices, we're going to together hold hands and change our behavior, and he suffered mightily for it. How does a candidate, you know, sort of engage what's going on in every consumer household with this kind of behavior change and make it a political issue that they can win on?
Well, I think it's really tough. I mean, you can take the easy way out and say, I'm going to solve your problems right now. And when people are, you know, going and filling up their gas tanks and it's costing $80, you know, to fill up the tank twice as much as 2 years ago or a year ago, you know, that pitch makes a big effect. And McCain's been very adroit to jump on that. You know, if you read Obama's speech or you listen to his speech yesterday, you come away with a sense, well, he's got a, you know, he knows the big picture. He's got a plan. You know, everything seems kind of right on a, you know, if you study energy and environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's no one-line takeaway, like drill here, drill now, I'm going to lower your gas price.
So in other words, it's not simple, not even a little bit.
And McCain,
yeah, complexity does not play well for the American electorate.
But are you saying, Andrew, that McCain has the initiative right now on energy?
I think he has definitely got the political initiative.
So his message is a little simpler and easier for folks to grasp onto, right, Andrew Leonard?
I believe so, and I think
We got to go. We got to leave it there. Thanks so much. Andrew Leonard, writer for Salon.com. He covers energy, politics, and the global economy, and his blog is called How the World Works.
And Andrew, thanks so much for saying the word takeaway. We really appreciate that. We like that a lot.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.